Edmonton, the right to hunt a single bighorn sheep, Alberta's official mammal, has netted the province $400,000 at auction. The Alberta government says it's a record-setting price and hopefully a sign of what's to come when 7 more provincially issued special licenses are auctioned next month at a hunting expo in Salt Lake City. Based on the recent record-setting sale in Reno, Nevada, for the 2025 Minister's Special License for Bighorn Sheep, our government is confident the province will see an increase in funding raised this year, said Alexandru Cioban, the press secretary for Forestry and Parks Minister Todd Loughwin. The special licenses grant hunters with the highest bid the opportunity to hunt year-round for a specific animal. Each license is valid for 1 year. The hunt must take place in designated wildlife management areas that permit hunting for the animal, but seasonal rules in the areas don't apply. The licenses are not limited to Albertans or even Canadians. The province awards similar licenses each year for Alberta residents only through raffles, Cioban said. The remaining 2025 licenses up for auction in February are for hunting a cougar, pronghorn antelope, moose, elk, wild turkey, and 2 species of deer. Cioban said licenses last year for mule deer, moose, pronghorn antelope, bighorn sheep, and more sold for a combined $1.2 million at auction and through raffles. The bighorn sheep license was the most coveted, selling for $320,000, while a license for hunting a wild turkey fetched the least at $4,750. The 2024 mule deer license was the second most expensive, selling for $160,000, followed by $55,000 for elk and $45,000 for moose. Cioban said the money raised through auction is given to the Alberta Professional Outfitters Society, which is responsible for licensing hunting guides and outfitters on behalf of the government. The Society's website says it gives wildlife presentations in schools, provides grants for animal conservation projects such as population surveys, and offers post-secondary scholarships to fish and wildlife management students. Gina Schurman, the Society's managing director, said in an email that the Society administers the funds on behalf of a committee with representatives from conservation organizations and post-secondary schools, as well as an Indigenous representative and a member of the public. She said committee members decide where to award the money in the form of grants for conservation projects. The committee is to meet in March to discuss this year's funding distribution, and funding recipients will be announced in April, she said. Funds raised through raffle, which over the past 2 years have been significantly less than auction sales, are given to the Alberta Conservation Association, Cioban said. He said habitat enhancement, disease management in wild sheep, and wildlife movement ecology studies are examples of conservation projects the licenses have helped fund in the past. While the funds raised vary from year to year, the minister's special license program provides a steady flow of funding to conservation projects, he said. Loughwin flew to Germany on Tuesday to attend the Jagd and Hunt show, considered Europe's largest hunting exhibition, to promote the upcoming auction. I'm excited to promote our province as a must-see destination for nature-based recreation, Loughwin said in a press release Monday. The auction is set to take place February 14 to 17. This report by the Canadian Press was first published Jan. 29, 2025. Jack Farrell, The Canadian Press.